I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Now you have managed to photograph a fleet of UFOs over Hong Kong not too long ago. Tell me about that.
Yeah, July 21st, I believe it was. And this seems to be part of an ongoing disclosure that is unofficial, but it is real nonetheless. And how that all happened was, as you said, I'm a host of my own radio show called the Unicus Radio Hour, and I've been putting it out there that I wanted to get a bona fide extraterrestrial on the program, which I know that's a huge ask.
That would be a great score if you could pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to do it for ratings. I just think it has to happen at some point. We need to have a dialogue outside of the officialdom because I'm not really keen on, you know, the way it's going currently with these retired CIA people telling us what they think we should believe. I'm not really feeling good about it. I want to know for sure directly from their mouth without any kind of official censorship or pressure. So anyway, I put it out there, and I'm thinking, you know, that's a silly thing. It's probably not going to happen. I'm contacted by an Indian guru who says that her people know of me, and she wanted to speak to me. Well, okay. That seemed kind of weird, but I know there's people, just like you have on your show, there's people listening all over the planet now,
yeah,
since we are streaming on the Internet.
Exactly.
So I called her up, and she says, start talking to me, and she says she's from Venus, and that she... So we get this really weird conversation going. I say, you know, would you mind coming on my program here in about 20 minutes? And so we did that. And then the very next day, it evolved into something really unexpected. Okay, and this is what I'm trying to tell you. That's how come after a couple weeks later, as a form of confirmation, I was taking pictures of Mars off the balcony here where I live in Hong Kong. And I didn't. All I was looking at was at Mars. Okay, and
I—that's all you saw at the time, right?
Yeah, and I was looking through a single lens reflex, a digital Nikon D500, which is a pretty good sensor. I had a 500 millimeter lens on a tripod, and I mean, I should have been able to see these things if they were in the visible range of human eyesight. But so after I took the pictures, I noticed there was these little specks of light, and I blew it up and increased the contrast. And my God, George, you can see for yourself, that's only 6 frames out of 120. There was an entire fleet of UFOs out over Hong Kong that night. I know it looks like they're dancing around Mars, but in fact, that they couldn't be that far away because my camera, my lens would have never picked that up. But what they're doing here, I have no idea at all, other than the fact it coincided with this disclosure. I don't know what else to call it. It seems like that they were responding to my request for further communication. And just to be clear, if you go to my website at unicusmagazine.com, you can look at this for yourself, and you can also see other photographs I've taken over the course of my life of UFOs showing over my house. So to be blunt, I am a contactee or experiencer, whatever you want to call it, and I'm sure we can talk about that more.
Sure. and what is your personal belief now about extraterrestrials?
Well, some of them are benevolent. Some of them clearly are not. They're malevolent, and they're psychopathic, actually. It's unfortunate.
That's not good, especially if they have high technology.
Yeah, and especially if they're here covertly. That's really not good for
No.
And that seems to be the case. Okay,
well, David Jacobs has always said that they are not friendly. And you know,
some of them are not. But here's the bottom line. For me, they're all family. I mean, clearly, we know this. Families are not perfect. Some of them are highly dysfunctional, but we're family nonetheless. And you can't break that bond. I mean, you could try, but it's really not possible, and it's not healthy either, by the way. So I do think part of the situation is here, some of these extraterrestrials have been quarantined here, and I do think that they are, hopefully, somebody's trying to rehabilitate them.
So you're at the point where you have no doubts that we're being visited, we've been visited, they're here. You have no doubts about that.
Right, and that we're all related. I'm that much, I'm sure. And look, last time I talked to you, I said I was working on a book about the hidden history of Malibu. Well,
I'm still getting emails about you, by the way.
I know. It's a very controversial topic, and it's not all about movie stars, but of course, having grown up there, I've met movie stars, so that adds to the intrigue, okay?
The mystique, yeah.
I don't know why they're so curious about movie stars, but there's also star people there. The extraterrestrials have shown up in Malibu repeatedly, and I didn't fully understand it, and that's just why it's taken me this long. I wasn't going to write the book until I fully understand my role in all of that, and only in the last few weeks, George, has this finally come to a point of clarity where I can go ahead and finish this book. So next time you and I speak, I will have a copy, or you'll have a copy of the book. It'll be out there, and I don't think it'll be this year.
Okay.
But no later than next year for sure. It'll be done.
What are you going to call it?
Mysterious Malibu.
Okay. Well, that's perfect.
Well, that's the title for now. But the photographs, the videos, and the artifacts that I've found are compelling. But my personal relationship with these beings is what really sealed the deal as far as, you know, my motivation for writing this. Because, again, I said this before, I'm going to have to repeat myself. It isn't about me. It's about us. And you could say my life is a microcosm of the bigger picture for mankind. And I'm looking forward to the day when we won't even have to talk about disclosure or UFOs. It'll just be a given that we have extended family throughout this cosmos and the multiverse, which is multidimensional.
And I bet that they are believers or seeking God somehow. What do you think?
Who? The extraterrestrials?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yes, there is a spiritual component for all living things, because that's where everything comes from, is from the higher spiritual levels. And it descends down to the lower vibrational levels that, you know, ultimately to this one here.
Years ago, Robert, the great author Frank Strangis wrote a book on a Venetian named Valiant Thor. Now,
right.
On the face of it, when he wrote that, a lot of people thought Frank was nuts.
I know.
The more I got to look at this story that he met with the President Eisenhower at the time and tried to give them information and help us, and we rejected him, was amazing. Then a friend of ours, Craig Campobasso, did a movie about that. It's the strangest story I've ever heard about this guy named Valiant Thor who came here from Venus to try to help us, and apparently he's still here somewhere.
Well, this is the rumor. There's also a gentleman out there who's really making waves on the internet who claims he is the son of Valiant Thor and who spent time working with the CIA. And, you know, people have been writing to me, you know, saying, hey, did you know about this guy? Yeah, I looked at his video. I don't consider it to be authentic or accurate, but okay. Some people find it interesting. I did like Dr. Strange's. I only met him a couple of times. I went to a couple of lectures, and we had some interesting conversations.
Well, you have gone back, you know, for years investigating these different cases. And in terms of where we are today, Robert, with still not disclosure, but we've got people saying things. What do you think of that? And what do you think of the possibilities that we're going to get more information soon?
Oh, sure, we're going to get it. But is it accurate? The problem is, I don't feel, anyway, that we can get from any official source is not going to give us what we're looking for because they're involved. They've been compromised. Talk about collusion. I don't think this was like, hey, do you want to work for us kind of deal? No, it's like, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. It's going to be like, because I honestly feel like it's a cosmic crime syndicate. The ones that are psychopathic, that have these little empires going, It's a lot like the mafia. There's a lot of internal competition and corruption, and so I think when we finally get the whole story, it's going to be good, bad, and ugly.
Did you ever have a chance to look at the work of the late Zechariah Sitchin and his thoughts about the Anunnaki? What do you think of his thoughts?
Well, we had a mutual friend, so I actually spoke to Zechariah on the phone. This was years ago.
Okay.
And ultimately we met one time in person at the Los Angeles
Conscious Life
Airport at a conference, yes, and I showed him one of the artifacts that I found, or was actually given to me in Malibu, and he almost fell out of his chair because it's actually the Belt Stars of Orion. And the particular secret society that made that, it's a cylinder seal. And you know, if you've read his book, you see the cylinder seals always talk about the gods.
Right.
Many times referring to Orion, but also this alleged Nibiru and whatnot. So my opinion of Sitchin is that he meant well, but I think that he was also being played. And look, I don't want to offend people, but I know it's going to happen. So I'm just going to apologize up front, just like I did last time. I didn't come on this show to offend people, but it's I think it's unavoidable. My opinion of Sitchin as a person, very interesting man, seemed very polite, but his information, I think, from the source, I really believe that Marduk, the eldest son of Enki, was responsible for a public relations campaign, and that a lot of those so-called cuneiform tablets were altered so that they would make Enki and his son Marduk in particular appear to be something that they're not.
Were they extraterrestrials nonetheless?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Of course they are. Okay, and actually, George, just before, about an hour before we started this conversation, I got an email from somebody claiming to be Marduk.
Really?
Yeah, so I'll let you know. If it really, look, as you said, I've been at this for over 30 years. I've had contact. This is not a big surprise to me because, again, I'm putting it out there. And if, in fact, this turns out to be Marduk, then I'll let you know. I'll put him in touch with your producers and see if
All
you
right.
want to have him on.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to hoard this stuff, George. If it's real, then we all need to know about it and decide how to proceed.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.